AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Malawi's vice president and nine others have died in a plane crash. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera says the nation's vice president, Solos Chilima, is among 10 people killed when a small military plane crashed in a mountainous region in the north of the country. Chakwera announced in a live address on state television that the wreckage of the plane had been located after a search of more than a day in thick forests and hilly terrain. Chakwera said there were no survivors of the crash. The group had been travelling to a funeral of a former government minister. Chilima had just returned from an official visit to South Korea on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Jurors resumed deliberations today in the federal gun case against President Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
Jurors entered day two of deliberations in the criminal case against President Biden's son over a 2018 gun purchase when prosecutors say Hunter Biden was in the throes of a crack cocaine addiction. Jurors deliberated for less than an hour Monday before leaving the federal courthouse in Delaware. They're weighing whether Hunter Biden is guilty of three felonies for allegedly lying when he checked no on the form at the gun shop asking whether he was an unlawful user or addicted to drugs. His lawyers argued he didn't consider himself an addict. Prosecutors showed jurors text messages sent in the days after the gun purchase in which Hunter Biden said he was waiting for a dealer and smoking crack. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking to reporters, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israeli leaders have told him they support the U.S.-backed ceasefire plan.
I met with Prime Minister Netanyahu last night, and he reaffirmed his commitment to the proposal. I also had an opportunity to speak to Defense Minister Gallant and other senior Israelis this morning.
This is AP News. The World Bank has approved $1 billion for the construction of Pakistan's biggest Dasu hydropower project, which is being built in the country's northwest with China's help. Shots have been fired at the border between the two Koreas.
South Korea's military says its soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean troops violated the border Sunday. It says the North Korean soldiers were engaged in some unspecified work on the northern side of the border when they briefly crossed the military demarcation line. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the violation did not appear intentional. The site's wooded and signs were not clearly visible, and the North Korean soldiers immediately returned to their territory after the shots and warning broadcasts. The Korea's land border is the world's most heavily armed and strewn with mines. Animosity has been high of late following the North's launches of trash-carrying balloons. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.